Now we're going to remember a man who was a key figure in the scandal that toppled President Nixon for his role as an anonymous source. Mark Felt, who once held the number two spot at the FBI, became known as Deep Throat. He died yesterday at the age of 95. Felt gave crucial tips to Washington Post reporters Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein during Watergate. Mark Felt denied his role for 33 years. Here he is on CBS back in 1976.
No, I am not Deep Throat, and the only thing I can say is that I wouldn't be ashamed to be, because I think whoever helped Woodward helped the country, no question about it.
Mark Felt finally unveiled his role in 2005. For Bob Woodward, that came as a surprise.
Carl Bernstein and I were kind of horrified at the time, but we came to realize that it actually was good because he felt was able to do his own book with his lawyer. It kind of cleared the air on the whole issue of who he was and why he spoke to us.
Did you have any contact with him from the 1970s until 2005 when he revealed himself to be Deep Throat?
Yes, I went out to see him in about 8 years ago, and dementia had set in. He had some recollections, but they were vague, and his daughter Joan said he recognized two people from the past, J. Edgar Hoover and myself.
Oh, my goodness. What must that have been like for you?
Well, that's not somebody you necessarily want to be paired with, but Felt was a loyal Hoover man for decades, and part of his motivation for talking was 6 weeks before Watergate, Hoover died, and they put in somebody Felt considered a political hack, L. Patrick Gray.
That was his motivation, that he was passed over for the top job? Because that's a big question that many people have, is what would motivate him to work
with you? Well, I think that's part of it, and I think also part of it was the law breaking. Probably the most important thing Mark Felt told me was simply that Watergate was not isolated, that it was a part of a series of secret activities to spy on Democrats, sabotage their campaigns, and also Watergate was a mindset, which was the Nixon mindset of we are above the law, we are not accountable to anyone, and I think Felt was willing to help and guide us.
When you say he guided you, every journalist who's ever looked into this story wonders what that means.
Well, it means, first of all, set the context. Clandestine meetings, clearly there's some sort of connection to the White House and the Nixon reelection committee. What's it all about? What about the involvement of higher-ups, which was always the question? Felt's guidance was, you got it right, keep digging and find aspects of this. And my partner, Carl Bernstein, found out about this guy who was running dirty tricks, Donald Segretti, doing some silly and some awful things to the Democratic candidates. But it turns out he was being paid by President Nixon's appointments secretary. And so there were all these trails, and he encouraged them, but he didn't come in like Daniel Ellsberg with a grocery cart of documents and say, well, here are the Pentagon papers, here are the Watergate papers. He was, in a sense, a super assignment editor and a super source rolled into one.
What happened in the rest of his life? He sounds like he was a very complicated man, someone who was very close to Hoover, opposed allowing women to enter the FBI. Supported the bugging of MLK.
Yes, and who authorized break-ins in the homes of friends and relatives of those who were affiliated with the radical Weather Underground. He was an FBI man to the core. But then you go into some of the details. For instance, during the Johnson administration, Johnson wanted some information. There were regulations, the information couldn't be put over an encrypted system without certain protections. Felt actually tells this story in his own biography, and he says, I went down there and I said, forget the regulations, to hell with the regulations, get the job done. And in a sense, that's what he did in Watergate. In the end, I think he is and will be seen as a man of courage.
Bob Woodward, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Bob Woodward is now associate editor at the Washington Post. He was talking about Mark Felt, the source known as Deep Throat. Mark Felt died yesterday. He was 95.